Welcome to the Food Freedom Habit Podcast, where you can find freedom from food crazies using nothing but your own brain. With me, Lydia, the lifestyle coach. Would you like permanent food and body peace without tracking one trigger or calorie? Whether you're dealing with overeating, binge eating, bulimia, food obsession, body hate, or the endless diet cycle? We do all this without delving into past trauma, starting yet another food plan, or monitoring every meal. Live a free life aligned with your health and values. If you're ready for something real, you're in the right place. All episodes are 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Hello, guys. We're going to talk about something that is a plague, an absolute thing that haunts us, that is so difficult for so many of us on this journey for better health or weight loss or all the things that really get us in the cycle where we destroy our relationship with food. But this is a perfect example of exactly what happens when we go into that restriction and that dieting, is that stubborn last 5 pounds, that last 5 pounds that our eating changes once we are so close to our goal. That last 5 pounds where it's so difficult to lose, and we've just been trying for 5 years, 10 years, and we never quite gotten to that place. And so what I'm going to show you guys today is exactly why that happens and then what to do about it so you don't get caught in this cycle of being stuck with that last 5 pounds and continually chasing this carrot that honestly is something that is just making it harder and harder and worse and worse. And I'll show you exactly why that happens in like psychological and physical terms, and then exactly what to do about it. And today we're going to talk about that phenomenon when you get down to that last 5 pounds or you just reached your goal weight and then everything sort of falls apart and what to do about that. So our relationship with food and our relationship with our bodies is a cyclical one. And so that's why when we're in patterns that don't serve us, it gets worse and worse because we're wiring that habit into our brain every single time we go around in that cycle. So we go to this place of, okay, this is going to be the last time. It's going to be the last time I ever have to lose weight. I'm going to do it right this time. I'm going to have a plan to keep it off. I'm going to do it all the correct ways. I'm going to learn from all of my old mistakes. This is going to be the last time. We're absolutely going to fix this. And, you know, we're going to fix our relationship with the food, but of course we have to get the weight off first, right? Like that's the place that we go to, is we simply cannot be okay with this body that we're in. So we've got to change that first. We have to get the weight off first, and then everything's going to fall into place. And so we make these big declarations. And honestly, especially when you're first starting into dieting and restriction, a lot of times it's amazing, right? We do amazing when we start out. We make these declarations, we make these plans, and then we can stick to stuff, right? It's like, you know, we stick to our plan and we stick to our goal and we stick to our diet and our regimen. And, you know, we're looking at like a solid 6 months. You know, you lose 80 pounds in 6 months and you feel amazing and everyone around you is cheering you on and you're getting all of these compliments. And then you start thinking, why did I ever eat that horrible way? Why did I ever put myself in that body that I couldn't stand? Why did I ever eat in my old patterns? And we are stepping into a new identity of like, I'm this healthy person who eats this way, who's losing weight. Look at me. We're buying new clothes. We're feeling more like ourselves. We're just surrounded by all of this praise from internally and externally as we lose that weight. And then we come to this place where we're almost there. We had our goal weight. We've worked so hard. We've been consistent for months and months and months. And then we're down to like the last 5 pounds. And then we start asking ourselves the real questions of like, how am I going to eat after this? And realizing that you have a plan to lose weight, but you don't know how to keep that off. You don't know how to maintain that. You don't know how to eat after this. And so you start getting confused and you start getting excited because you've been eliminating so many things from your diet for so long and you're about to be at your goal weight, right? Like you're about to be able to have those things. So we're thinking about all the things that we can have again. And then the fear and the nervousness is climbing because we're thinking of, oh, well, how am I going to do that without gaining weight back? And how am I going to manage this? And then we're thinking, oh, no, it'll be okay, right? Like we'll have those things, but you know, we'll just have it in moderation, of course, because you're this new person, right? Like you've got this new identity of, you know, you're healthy and you're going to figure it out. But then we start slipping in small ways. You know, we're not measuring things out quite as closely because we're not in crisis anymore, right? It's like, we're not like, well, we have to do something because it's ruining our health. It's just like, oh, well, this is the last 5 pounds, right? So You don't need to measure things quite as carefully, and maybe you're not pushing yourself as much as your workouts, and maybe you're having a little cheat meal here and there, and maybe you're having dessert sometimes where you absolutely wouldn't do that, 6 months ago. And we start being less measured and less careful. And then what happens is it goes too far. It slips too far the other way, where you're having this constant reward of stepping on the scale and it's getting lighter and lighter and lighter. And you're just feeling so much worth because of that. And you're feeling so much excitement because of that. And it's just like, your whole world is good because of that. And then when we get too sloppy in our regimen, then one day we step on the scale and we realize that it's gone too far. Where that reward, that dopamine blast of like, oh, wow, I lost weight again. You haven't lost weight. In fact, you gained weight. Now the scale is going the other direction. This is going the wrong way. And so we recommit, right? We recommit of like, this has gone too far. We've got to be even more extreme. We've got to really stick to everything, but it just doesn't feel the same. You don't have that same gusto that you did at the beginning. But you really tell yourself like, okay, this is an emergency. Like we've got to do something about this. And then it starts building the pressure because the timeline starts going farther and farther. So what you used to, like maybe you lost 10 pounds in your first week and it was amazing. But the last 10 pounds, it's been like a month. And now instead of the scale going down, it's going up and then you're getting rededicated and then it's going down and then you're getting sloppy and then it's going up and then you're rededicated and then it's going down. And then in fact, you notice that every time that it climbs a little bit more and it's harder and harder to stick to your plan and get it off. And you start vacillating in this last 5 pounds and you look back and it's been 3 months, it's been 4 months. And you could have been to your goal weight months ago, but you are stuck in this cycle and you don't know why your eating has gotten worse and worse when you were so close to your goal. Or maybe you even touch that goal weight for a second. Maybe you're there and you take your after pictures and you're celebrating and you're like, I'm to my goal weight. Maybe you even celebrate with the sort of dessert that you haven't had for 6 months. And then something happens and a mental switch happens where you know that you can eat these things again because you're at your goal weight, but then you also know that you shouldn't because you want to stay there. And then that feeling gets wobbly. And it's just this really sort of scary, nervous feeling of like, okay, well, what are on earth are we going to do to be able to, keep all this weight off? And we've got our stakes really high now, right? Because we've got a new identity and we've got a new wardrobe and we've got all of these people who have cheered us on and we don't want to disappoint them. And, the stakes are high because we don't want to gain the weight back because we're so worried about our health. But then for some reason, it's just slowly climbing back and it turns into more and more of an emergency. So what's happening here is that we go from the desire to be like, okay, I'm going to eat healthier and I'm going to lose this weight. And then as we get down to our last, 5 pounds or so, we start going into this mode of white knuckling it. And it's like the harder that we try down at that goal weight place, actually the faster our weight goes up. And it really scares us because before we'd lost all this weight, the scale would go up slowly and we were worried about that. But it's like the scale jumps up really fast now that we're at what we think is a healthier place. And what took 6 months to lose, now it only took 6 weeks to gain it all back. And the way that it rapidly comes back is incredibly discouraging. And all of those bigger clothes that you threw away, you're having to rebuy bigger wardrobes that you never thought that you'd be in again because you made that promise to yourself. And all of a sudden, we're being forced back into the body that we tried so hard to escape from. And we're feeling uncomfortable and we're having to buy bigger clothes and that identity that we left behind. We still feel like, the healthy, slim us that we worked so hard to be, but now we're going back into this body that just doesn't feel like us anymore, and it's a really scary place. And so we make big declarations again, and then we lose a little bit of weight, but then we gain it back plus some. So here is the big problem of this. This is why those last 5 pounds are such a dangerous place, you guys, because one, we have no plan afterward. We have this thinking of, oh, okay, like we'll just do this thing, even if it's a dangerous way to lose weight, even if it's an unhealthy way to lose weight. Most ways that we attempt to lose weight with are actually just a sense of disordered eating. It's just one of the picks of disordered eating, but hey, the side effect is weight loss. So let's go ahead and do it for a while. But we have no plan for what comes after that. And but it's disordered eating for a cause, right? It's like, okay, well, it's probably not healthy to eat those few calories. It's probably not healthy to, inject this stuff into my arm or take this pill or do this thing that's addictive or do this thing that's actually speed, but for the cause, right? It's for my health. It's temporary. So we are teaching our brains and our bodies disordered eating in the attempt to lose weight, and it may work. And temporarily, you are losing weight. But then we have this fantasy that something is going to be different once we're thinner. That once we get to that place where we're at our goal weight, that we're going to have different desires and we're going to eat differently and things are going to be just as easy as it was that first month when we lost our first 10 pounds. And we have this idea, this fantasy that life is different once we are thinner. But the issue is that it never works. And so this is what's really happening. What's really happening when we go into this place of like, all right, big declarations, I'm going to lose this weight, is by taking those things out of our diet, whether it's sugar or fat or whatever it is, right? It's like the diet du jour. Then our cravings for the very things that we're taking out go up. And it might not be noticeable at first because we're super committed. But what happens is that our cravings are going up. And our cravings are getting stronger and stronger for those things that we've taken out of our diet. So I'll give you guys an example. There was a woman that we coached where things were super easy when she first started losing weight, right? In fact, anytime that she was tempted by anything, a sweet or a dessert, she would say, yes, of course I'll have it. And she would take it home and she would put it in the freezer. And she just didn't feel tempted at all. It was great. She was losing weight. Everything felt amazing. And so she's stockpiling more and more desserts and sweets in the freezer. And then what happens when we get down to that, like, well, now I can have these things now, besides our cravings going up, when we lose weight, we need fewer and fewer calories. So somebody who is larger that needs 3,000 calories to maintain their weight, then now, when that person has lost weight, they only need 2,000 calories, let's say, to maintain their weight. So this person, you, they're actually able to eat less and maintaining your weight. So this idea of maintenance, of I'll go back to the way that I used to eat with just a little bit healthier, you're literally at a lower calorie count to maintain your weight once you're smaller. And your cravings are up. And because you have starved yourself to be able to get off that weight, then your metabolism has slowed. That's why it gets harder and harder to lose weight as we keep going, because your metabolism is not just a set thing. You damage your metabolism every time that you go down into that restrictive place. And so maybe if you have a body that if you were just that size, it would take 2,000 calories to maintain. You've literally taught your body, because you've slowed your metabolism, how to stabilize its weight at like 1,000 calories a day. And because of the metabolic damage and your cravings up and not being able to, eat anything without the scale jumping back up, it turns into a really scary place. And we don't know all of these things that are going on in the background. That's why the weight comes back so quickly. That's why somebody can lose 100 pounds and then go back to normal, even healthy eating, and try to have a maintenance plan. But they have damaged their metabolism so much, and their cravings are up, and they need fewer calories to exist, that that's why the weight comes back so rapidly. And that's why we can put it on so much quicker than we lose it. And then every time that we try to lose it, we're going into it with a higher set point weight and more metabolic damage. And that's why it comes back so quickly. So this is what has to happen, you guys. This is what absolutely has to happen if you ever have the hope of getting out of this disordered cycle with food and body, is you've got to fix your relationship with food first. Nothing magic is going to happen. If you can do something damaging to lose the weight, it's not going to change the fundamental way that you think and approach food with your own brain. You have to be able to fix your relationship with food at that fundamental level and learn how to eat normally. So anything that you are doing to try to be healthier or lose weight that you can't do forever is just a temporary fix and is just going to make it worse as you try to continue with round and round of this time it'll work and this time it'll work. We've got to fix it at the desire level. So it's not about, not eating sweets because we're white knuckling and we're trying to lose weight. It's literally changing your desires around those things. So you feel no compulsion to eat five. So for instance, this woman that I told you about, you know, she lost like 100 pounds and she just kept putting stuff in her freezer and no problem. And it never tempted her until she got to her goal weight. And she felt completely out of control. And she started binging on the things before they were even thawed in the freezer. Like she couldn't even wait that long once her mind made that switch. And she gained back that 100 pounds plus some very, very quickly. Because what felt totally different when she had first started, she had a different body and a different brain and a different metabolism by the time that she was trying to maintain that weight. So nothing is as sustainable as just following your desires. And when your desires are not to, you know, have these cravings where you're going back and back to food and going back into the deprivation, where you just have those calm desires of just being a normal eater because you've fixed the fundamental relationship with food, you fixed it on a brain level first, that is the only way to make any sort of progress. Because every time that we go into the deprivation or focus on weight loss, it does the exact opposite of what we are wanting. And especially over time, it continues to get worse. So you've got to change it on that level. So, you know, so many people come to us and they think that they need a food plan because they just don't trust themselves anymore. And they've never been able to keep the weight off and they've never been able to fix their relationship with food. But here's the thing is that you don't need a meal plan and you don't need a diet and you don't need all these guidelines when you simply remove the disordered eating. What happens is you get back in touch with a very natural process of eating and having a metabolism and being able to effortlessly maintain your set point weight without pushing it up higher and higher. Because when the cravings are gone, because you're not in a deprivation place and you know how to fix that in your own brain. And when you don't feel all of this confusion and panic around food, your body is so good at giving you hunger signals and fullness signals and having a wonderful metabolism. Your body metabolizes food and tells you what to eat and when to eat it so, so effortlessly, just like it beats your heart and it breathes your lungs. Think of it this way, you guys. It's like if we put so much emphasis on breathing the right way. Oh no, I'm breathing too much. That's too much oxygen. Okay, well I have to, you know, get rid of my oxygen, you know, extra this time because I breathed way too much. Oh no, I feel like, you know, I can't, you know, breathe out any longer. Well now I have to breathe in and I shouldn't breathe in so fast and I shouldn't breathe in when I don't need air. Like if we had so much panic around air like we do around food, breathing, we would be treating disordered breathing all the time. So this is exactly what happens is we create the problem of disordered eating by the very things that we're trying to do to get the weight off and lose the last 5 pounds. So when that stops becoming your goal and when you fix it at a fundamental brain level where your desires are at a place where you don't have disordered eating and you can get back in touch with just that normal eating where you have hunger and fullness and you're not thinking about food all the time, that is the long-term sustainable piece. And that is why everything that we do is on the brain level. Because when you change it at that mental, like neurological level, and when you are out of those patterns that you've wired in your brain for so long and you know how to get rid of those, then freedom is an effortless place, but you've got to know how to get there. And if this is something that you guys are confused about and you want to be able to get there and you're so tired of going through the same cycle of failure after failure of gaining all the weight back and feeling like your eating is getting harder and harder, know that there is hope and there is help. And we have been able to help hundreds and hundreds of people to get completely out of the cycle and finally just have peace with food for the rest of their lives. And you can do a free session with our team if this is something that you would like to fix in your own life. So you can go to
LydiaLifestyle.com/session. That's LydiaLifestyle.com/session.
There's a calendar page there. Wait a second for it to load and then just book a session and then we'll send you instructions from there. And you just need to show up for you and we will help you with the foundation of freedom on this breakthrough session. So we're going to help you to get the very foundation for freedom, that food freedom, which is clarity. We're going to help you get clarity about really where you're at and really what freedom means for you. And that's the foundation so that when we understand what's happening for you specifically, we can show you exactly what the missing pieces are to be able to be done and to be able to be free. And this is a free service that is open for you guys. But please do not sign up for a session unless you, number one, know that you can show up for yourself at that time. We have a huge demand. We have a waiting list of over 100 people. And so if you cannot show up for that spot, do not book it. Make sure that you don't take that away from somebody else, but you absolutely deserve it. But just make sure you can show up. And then the other thing is, you know, show up and be present, and do not sign up for a session unless you really have the intent and it is a priority for you to fix your relationship with food. This is not for those who are dabbling. This is for those who are truly committed to ending this all the way. And that's what we're here to help you do. So again, this is Lydia, the lifestyle coach, signing off. Mwah. Bye, guys.
Thanks for tuning in. If you felt a spark here and want to see how these principles can work in your own life, here is your next step. Pop over to lydialifestyle.com/session. That's lydialifestyle.com/session, where you can book a free session with our team. We'll give you a call and together find clarity on three things. 1, the exact cycle you keep getting sucked into. 2, what isn't working with your approach. And 3, what's missing to close the gap between food prison and food freedom. We have helped free hundreds of women all over the world from their food struggles. These are proven principles that work, no matter how long you've been stuck. This is Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, signing off. Mwah!